All right, troops. Hello and welcome to That Mental Ginger Show with your host, Andrew Durning, aka The Mental Ginger. First of all, my three faithful followers, excellent news. I no longer have my sunglasses on, my eye is healed. I no longer look like the Ginger Bono. And with that in mind, we have got a very special guest, a very lovely person who I've had the privilege to meet through associates with Top Talent Promotions and Mob Radio. She is the host with the most. Please give it up for all the way from Romania.
Emma Tilivio, this is my name.
Emma, thank you so much for coming on. It's a real pleasure to see you.
Thank you for having me here. I'm actually very excited because I've heard a lot about your show and I'm really excited to give an interview, not to take one.
It's always weird being on the other side of the fence, isn't it? Being interviewed rather than the interviewer.
In the beginning, it's kind of weird because I'm more used to taking the interviews, but you're a really nice host and I'm already very comfortable, so I know it's not that weird for me right now.
That's good. First of all, before we start, I actually owe you an apology. As I said at the start, she's the host with the most. She hosts Top Talent Live every Sunday, 6 p.m. UK time, which is 8 p.m. in Romania. For her very first show, I just finished recording a podcast. I came on a little bit late and talked a little bit too much and had to be muted by the host. So Emma, this is my official public apology to the world for making a right a-hole of myself on your debut. I firmly apologize because you're an absolute you're a lovely host, but in everyone that you've done so far is great. You're so natural and you can talk to anybody like you could talk to, well, anybody.
Thank you so much. And I told you this before and there's no problem because I actually didn't hear anything like weird noises or people talking too much. So there is not much of a problem.
No, that's okay. I just felt a wee bit embarrassed. So it's always good to, if you feel embarrassed, just air it to the entire world where only probably three people will hear you. So the way I like to start every interview with my guests is to get them to tell us a little bit about themselves, or as I call it, their origin story, because one thing we all have in common is that we all have a beginning. So Emma, in your own time and in your own beautiful words, please tell us your origin story.
First of all, hello everyone, I'm very excited to be here, and my full name is Emma Dimitra Cibiu. I recently turned 14 and my last name seems to be weird because I'm from Romania, from a city called Botoșani, but this is not that important since this is not a big part of my story. Well, it actually is. I was struggling to find my passion in the past, out of the blue, I auditioned for a theater troupe that kind of changed my life completely. I discovered that behind that shy girl, introverted mask, is actually an extroverted girl that loves to talk to people. And this kind of encouraged me to continue in this part with the talking and communicating with people. Last month or 2 months ago, Seamus, the person one of the people I love the most in this world, asked me to to be the host for the interview featuring LA Castillo, a very talented artist. And I obviously said yes because, oh my God, it's MOB Radio, it's top talent, it's Seamus Trainor. I obviously said yes. And he told me I did a very good job, and this kind of encouraged me to continue with everything. And now I am what he calls the host with the most, and I am really grateful for everything. And I'm really grateful he actually gave me the chance. And by the way, he is my inspiration, because seeing him promoting so many artists and being so happy while doing that, and being so thankful to everything that has happened in his life, and that to everyone that is in his life, especially to God, is very encouraging and inspiring. So thank you so much for being the person you are and giving me the chance to host all these shows, and finally discovering my passions and what I actually like doing and who I really am. So
this is a lovely start to the interview, Emma. And yeah, right, Seamus is such a great person. I'm actually going to have him on as the next guest of That Mental Ginger Show. Viewers, be warned, a ginger and an Irishman, it could get messy. So, obviously, we've kind of known each other through Seamus and through doing Top Talent.
Yeah.
Now, when you started doing performing, you said it was like the mask had started to kind of, like, slip, you know, from the shy, introverted girl that you were. I can relate to that myself, because performing was like that with me. You got to kind of become the person that you wanted to be rather than the person that you felt you should be. Now, you've went down the podcasting route, which is very admirable and very commendable. What about the actual performing arts side of it? What's your plans going forward with that?
I don't necessarily have any plans for the future about performing. I just started this, and I'm starting to get used to it. And as I said, this was the reason, the first reason, not necessarily the first reason, the way I found myself. And I'm really looking forward to continuing with this, but I don't necessarily have any plans for the future with it. I don't know if it makes sense, but...
No, it makes perfect sense. Like you said, you're 14 years old. If you said to me, I have a plan for X, Y, and Z, I would instantly be thinking something isn't right. But you're young. You're not meant to have plans. You're meant to take every opportunity that comes and enjoy every opportunity. And you've got such lovely parents that are so supportive to you. So
yeah,
with that in mind, tell us a bit about your parents. Tell us about, like, their backgrounds and how they've been with you following this unexpected career path that you found yourself on at such a young age.
I am very grateful for having them in my life, because they really are the people that support me the most in this world, and they are with me in this whole journey, and they have always been with me, and also they have always been with me while trying to discover my passions and who I really am, because, you know, you kind of feel empty when you feel like you haven't really discovered what makes you happy. And that is a very, I don't know, not so nice feeling. And you need support while feeling like that. And they have given me support all the way, and they're supporting me right now, and they will support me in the future, because they are very nice parents, and they are with me no matter what happens, and this is a very nice thing. It's very rare, though. I'm very grateful for them.
And it can be quite rare for parents to be so encouraging, especially when it does come to the performing arts side of it. Again, I'm only speaking from my own experience, but So much has changed, and it's a good thing the way the world has changed, that younger people are getting more opportunities to express who they are and be more comfortable in their own skin. But you said that you felt quite, you felt in a way you felt lost because you didn't have a purpose.
Empty.
Empty. My apologies, Emma. Why did you feel so lost? If you don't mind me asking, and if you're comfortable answering the question.
Yes, I am. And this might be a big word for what I actually felt because I'm only 14, and it's kind of like I just started the life with the I just started the teenage life, if this is the right way to say it. But just not finding a thing that you like doing is a bit frustrating, and trying so hard and a lot to find a thing that actually makes you happy is and not finding it until, well, I found it like this summer, is kind of frustrating, but I found it, and I'm very grateful I did.
Did you pursue any other kind of hobbies or activities to try and fill that void?
Well, I tried a lot of things in the past that I didn't necessarily like, or I didn't feel like defined me. So, yeah, I failed. No, I didn't fail. That's not the right way to say it. I finally found it, and I'm very grateful I did.
It was just trial and error, and it just took time to find your passion. And in fairness, some of us are still trying to find our passions even when we get to the ripe old age. So to find it still relatively quite young at 13 going on 14, it's and keeping pursuing it, it's very commendable. So how did you get in contact with Seamus, specifically?
So I'll discover Tiana last year, and this got to Seamus, and we became friends, and I'm really grateful we did because he's a very nice person, and I just am very grateful I met him. And he started promoting Tiana, and then I started we started chatting and things like that, like friends do. And this is how I ended up doing this.
Let's talk. We'll talk briefly about Tiana because obviously this is it's your moment, but it's kind of like when you look at tea and biscuits. You can't sometimes talk about without talking about Tiana because that was how the link came. So, tell us a little bit about Tiana, and how your relationship is with her and the things that you've done to help promote her because she's done very well again at such a young age and you've always been that kind of from what I've seen anyway the shoulder for her, the kind of the emotional kind of crux to help her through when things have maybe not been so well. But if you're comfortable to tell us about it, please feel free.
So first of all, Tiana is my sister, but I think I've already said this before. She is currently 11, almost 12, and she's a singer. She has found her passion when she was very little. Actually, her kindergarten teacher found her passion, and this is crazy because she's never stopped since then. And I don't think she will ever stop, and I hope she will never stop because she I think not only in my opinion is a very great singer, and she I believe that she makes every song that she covers, because now not only because she now has originals, a very good song to listen to. And you asked me about our relationship. Well, we are very supportive of each other, And even though we fight sometimes, just like sisters do, and also because there is a very small age gap between us, but we are very supportive of each other, and we are the number one fan of each other's. I don't know if I explain myself well, but
Well,
for example, I am.
it's one thing I've got to commend you on, Emma. You always speak so eloquently, and you're such a lovely person to talk to.
Oh,
And you
thank
said
you.
that your younger sister, she essentially found her passion at quite a young age, and it took you a bit longer to kind of find your passion. Did well, if you don't mind me asking, because it's one of the things that I do. I like to maybe ask the questions that maybe no one would ask. Did you ever feel that because Tiana had found her passion so early and you hadn't, was that maybe to maybe added on to that empty feeling that you had?
Yeah, I always thought of that. I kind of feel like subconsciously that was one of the reasons why, but that was the not the main reason. I just felt like I was trying so hard to find my passion and I was just not, and now I finally did. But the fact that she has found it when she was very little and I didn't was one of the reasons why.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to actually be able to say that. So thank you for asking that question. It was a bit of a hard one, and I really do appreciate it. So now that you're on the podcasting journey, and being the host with the most, as not only Seamus calls you, but a lot of us that are involved with Top Talent or MOB Radio, or Doc Entertainment, we've all seen not just the potential in you, because there's a lot of it, but how good you
Thanks.
are already at such a young age. Well, as I've said, you speak so eloquently. You're very relatable to guests that are a considerable age gap to yourself. And sometimes that can be hard to do, even if it's just a normal conversation. Well, how do you find it when you're maybe talking to people who are a bit what are that bit more, shall we say, experienced with you? What kind of puts you at ease and settles those nerves?
I don't think I have the answer to this question because I don't necessarily take the age or the experience in consideration. I just have a normal person in front of me to talk to, and this is the most important thing in the whole equations.
That is a really good answer. And for saying that you didn't have one, what the answer is, you don't let it affect you. It's just it's another person. At the end of the camera, they're doing something that they're good at. You're doing something that you're good at. You're on a level playing field. And for someone again of such a young age to have that type of maturity is really commendable. I could barely
Oh,
talk to
thank
people
you.
my own age when I was 14, let alone talk to people who are singers and performers and be a part of such a vast array of talent. So to have that as your natural instinct in your locker, that is highly commendable. I'm really happy to hear that. That was such a good answer.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I think that's maybe something that I have noticed a little bit is sometimes when you feel maybe you don't have an answer or that little lack of confidence. I think you're a lot more confident, a lot more capable than maybe you give yourself credit for. Well, it's a performer's thing, definitely, and it's something that will come with time. But you are so good with relating to people and asking the right questions, and you're of the age where technology is like second nature to you. I think the reason that I do kind of not like gush over you, but I have a great appreciation is because you're closer to my son's age, who are 3, than you are to my age, being 34, and seeing how well, your generation kind of blossoms in these environments. It gives me that little bit of hope that my kids will, you know, they'll be like such lovely people as yourself.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll talk a bit more about like the hosting side of it, especially like for doing shows. Like, how is your kind of setup? Do you have like a built-in camera and a microphone, or do you have a specific way to set up like the room to cancel out noise? This is more me being nosy, because on the podcasting side, I really can take any hints and tips that I can get.
I don't have a microphone. I literally don't have a microphone right here. It just the laptop recording the sound, not recording the sound, you know, sending the sound to you. And I think it's because of the settings. Because Seamus has always told me to fix my settings on Zoom, and this is what I did.
So would you say Seamus is kind of slowly becoming, as well as a friend, a wee mentor to your presenting talents?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, I told you he's my inspiration.
You did indeed, and well, in fairness, it's a very good role model to have.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep you too long, because it's a couple hours ahead of us. You've graced me with your presence to come on, and I'm really appreciative of it. You're a young woman. It's a night where you should be enjoying yourself rather than speaking to a balding ginger guy, as I call myself. So we'll wrap this one up a little bit early, just because I feel guilty taking up your time. So what we'll do is we'll ask a final question that I ask all my guests, and that would be, if you had advice for anybody who's maybe struggling with mental health issues, what would that piece of advice be and why?
I do have an advice for people struggling with mental health. First of all, try to find yourselves and what really makes you happy. Because as I said, if you feel like you haven't found yourself, then that gives you a feeling of emptiness. And I know, not necessarily emptiness, but you feel like you are lost, as the ginger said. You should really try more things that you think would make you happy, and you will find that thing that makes you happy, and finally love yourself and be who you really are, and that would stop you from struggling with, well, that wouldn't really stop you, that would just stop a little bit of those problems you have, and you'd be more happier. You'd be happier.
It's a good bit of advice to give, Emma. Well, you've got such a good level head, it's a good head on your shoulders, as we say. You've got a good maturity about you. And I really do appreciate you coming on and taking the time to speak to me. So we round off with Romania's favourite segment. It is Ask Andrew Anything. Now, for the three faithful followers that have kept up with the show, after what has been 23 minutes and 37 seconds of grilling my guest, it gives them a chance to ask myself a question. It can be about anything at all. There is no topic off limits, and I have to be 100% honest. Emma, do you have a question that you would like to ask this slightly mental ginger?
I don't really know. This is very hard.
That's okay. Well, if you don't have a question,
but I do have one. I do have one. It just needed an introduction.
No, not a problem.
I'm pretty sure you have answered this question a lot, since your show is the Mental Ginger podcast. But what advice do you have for people struggling with the mental health issues?
It's a really good question, and believe it or not, in the now 10 episodes that we have done so far, no one has asked me that question. So you're definitely ahead of your peers on that one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the advice that I would give anybody that is struggling with mental health is to find that one thing that keeps you going in life. Laser focus on it, and that is your purpose to keep going. In my case,
Wow.
when I took not well and I had to leave my family for 6 weeks, the only thing that kept me putting one foot in front of the other was getting back home to see my kids again. It was the reason that I got through a second, and then when I got to a second, I tried to get to a minute. When I got to a minute, tried to get to an hour. And so on and so on. If I didn't have those boys and my beautiful wife, Alison, I honestly don't think that I would be on this earth right now. Because I know I would have gave up. When you're in that dark place with mental health, you don't think about yourself or continuing on for yourself. Because you don't think you're worthy of life. You don't think you're worthy of taking another breath. But knowing that those boys needed their dad, that Alison needed her husband and needed him back as the person that he wanted to be, that was my sole motivation to keep going. And anything else could come as I got better and as I recovered. So that's my piece of advice. Find that thing
Wow.
that gives you purpose and run with it.
I liked it a lot. I felt like you really came from the soul. You were really into it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happens when you have kids. Your mum and dad will feel that about yourself and Tiana as well. But they're always there. They're always in your heart. It's a little bit of advice that I'll give as a parent to some to the younger generation. But I'm finally at that age where I can impart what little wisdom I have. Your parents are human. They're going to make mistakes. They'll stumble, they'll get back up. But the one thing that will always keep them going is their undeniable love that they have for their children. It's something that can never be shaken and never taken away from them. I feel that for Kieran and Connor. Your parents will feel that for you and Tiana. And it's the best feeling. You can't buy it, you can't bottle it, you can't store it. It's one of those things that you just feel it deep in your soul, and it actually affirms that you do have a soul, that you have a heart, because you want to give that completely to your children. You don't just love them, you fall in love with them and everything they do. As I said, I feel that about my sons. What well, they're the reason that I take a breath every day, and I'm sure your parents feel the same about you and Tiana. And it'd be perfectly understandable because you're such a lovely person. And I really wish you nothing but success with anything that you do in your future endeavors. And this subtle, quiet little ginger man will always be there with his little flag going, "Yay, I know them."
Thank
And it's been
you.
absolutely lovely to have you on, and so refreshing for someone of the younger generation. You've really given me hope for the future, because sometimes when you get to my age, you can be jaded about the generation coming up. But if there's more people like you
Yeah.
and your sister in the world, then I think we're going to be all right. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I thank you for everything. I thank you for having me here and telling me all these nice words. It's really nice to hear that and very uplifting. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. It's thoroughly deserved. For all the listeners, if you want to check out Emma, please tune in to Top Talent Live on a Sunday at 6 p.m. UK time, 8 p.m. Romanian time. Well, she's absolutely fantastic, but don't just take my word for it. Please tune in and give her as much support, as this generation thoroughly deserves. So until next time, I have been Andrew Durning. My lovely guest has been
Emma Chidibu.
So until next time, take care, stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.